Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jeff Dix, the new superintendent of the Washington Community School District.
You've officially been the superintendent operating here in Washington for a few weeks now. How are things going?
You know, one of the best facts about this position was the timeliness of the opening, which was very early in relation to most job openings. And so I knew that transition would occur very smoothly because of the time. And Dr. Jorgensen's been great to work with throughout up till June 30th when he was still here. And so that has really enabled me to kind of fast track everything, build relationships quicker because I'd been down here so many times, which in the scheme of moving, it was 11 total trips. So I'm glad that's well behind us. My family's been here since June 2nd, and they are very well acclimated and had a great transition personally.
It's great to hear. And June 30th was an important date for the school district. Do you want to elaborate?
Absolutely. That was, I told a group, what a message, not only to the entire community, but to a new superintendent, that the community is so behind progressive education. And the daycare and the preschool rooms at Stewart will be a feather in Washington's cap to attract new families and see that a solution is in place for 0 to 3, and then they transition right into a 4-year-old program and continue out through our system. So very excited, and to see the collaboration of that project come together is very rewarding.
And you have two big facility projects on your plate. How does that feel being your first year here?
Yeah, that's a little overwhelming for some, but I just came from a district at Newell Fonda where we had $10 million worth of projects in the last 3 years. So I'm somewhat used to construction being the norm. And today I noticed they started moving dirt for the auditorium at the high school, so that's going to be a challenge for us this school year. And Sittler is tore up currently, so that'll provide some more opportunities for growth, i.e. the challenge. So it's just, you know, invigorating to see the excitement from the community, from the staff. And yeah, will we go through some growing pains? Absolutely. But in the end, the opportunities that will be provided for our kids and our community through both of these projects is going to be phenomenal.
At the recent school board meeting, they were discussing their goals for the year. What are some of your goals for the district, short-term and long-term?
Yeah, short-term is to get acclimated as quick as possible. And that's, you know, one of the frustrating parts for me is, because I'm somewhat familiar with Washington, to jump right in and just start doing change. But that's not the type of leading I'd like to do. Rather, I want to hear and learn from what's in place, because I know there's great programs here. And then we'll probably just tweak them together, and it'll be a team effort. And the group that's in place administratively, central office, just been a very good transition again with those folks, and learning from them already of what good things are happening here. Short-term, long-term. Long-term, I shared with another group that this does seem like a last stop for me. So we really do want to do things right here long-term. I don't know what that all entails, but short-term, we're going to get these two projects done. We're going to do them right, and they are going to be shining stars for the district. And then we're going to set growth plans from there and continue on.
And one big topic of recent discussion is the veto from Governor Branstad. How is that going to impact Washington this coming school year?
Directly, about a $200,000 hit. For taxpayers, it increased about a quarter because the state funding wasn't there. So that formula then taps into local resources. So, you know, while we were somewhat prepared in our transition discussions that there's a good chance he could veto that one-time money, the frustrating part is it doesn't make sense. You know, I understand not committing one-time money to ongoing things. That's not what Washington would have used those for. We would have used them for things that aren't ongoing. So while the governor has his viewpoint in that area, I think what we really need to do is rally locally and regionally and send the message to our legislators that schools are important. Obviously, they are here in Washington. And the ongoing expenses are a fact of life. And we don't want class sizes to balloon up. We don't want to lose programs that are in place. And those are the decisions that will have to happen down the road if they can't fund education at a decent level.
And in closing, is there anything you'd like to say to the students, parents, and community members as the school year approaches?
I have not been more excited for a school year to start, which kids won't buy into that one. But, you know, I can't stress enough how welcome we have felt as a family. People have reached out at every turn when we've needed something and provided a solution or got us to the right person to give us that solution. So we are a family that gets totally involved in our community and our school. And so we want to give back and we want to provide that leadership to propel Washington to that next phase of being that educational choice for people in the surrounding areas. So I am so anxious, one, get the teachers back. Education is so unique in that we have this annual recharge called the summer, where teachers take some classes, they do some additional learning, and they do. They get reinvigorated to come back and really start the year off. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, I've been in some meetings where the chamber's going to provide a breakfast for our entire staff. Again, something you don't hear at all districts across Iowa, certainly not ones I've been at.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jeff Dix, superintendent of the Washington Community School District. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.